Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. Lori Schott of Sterling is among the families in Washington, D.C. today to push Congress to do more to protect kids online. Schott attended the hearing where senators grilled big tech CEOs over their child safety policies. She lost her daughter to suicide after social media algorithms sent her content that fed the 18-year-old's anxiety and depression.
We need to let the message be told that social media is a dangerous place. We need to get legislation in place that holds them accountable, or we're just going to continue to lose children.
Social media companies defended the steps they have taken to protect kids, from time limits to more parental controls. Senators on the Judiciary Committee said they'd push for votes on a range of bills, from holding social media companies liable to combating the sexual exploitation of kids online. About 250 workers at the Evraz Rocky Mountain Steel Mill in Pueblo will be temporarily laid off. The Pueblo Chieftain reports the action comes as railroad companies are unhappy with price increases on products produced at the mill. Crew reductions began last week. Workers should qualify for unemployment and be back to work by mid to late February. The mill employs around 1,100 people. And the state's top water regulator has agreed to help secure Colorado River water rights for the Western Slope and kick in $20 million. The deal is part of a plan to help the so-called Colorado River Water Conservation District buy water rights owned by Xcel Energy. They're used for the Shoshone Hydroelectric Dam near Glenwood Springs. Those water rights are more than a century old and are some of the oldest water rights directly on the river inside the state. As part of the nearly $100 million plan, the district will lease the water back to the power plant. Supporters say it would protect a key water source. I'm Mike Purcell, KRCC and CPR News.